know what you're talking about.
Because you're too lazy to find out.
I have never been lazy in my life.
Eat a dick.
Eat a sack of baby dicks, motherfucker!
Special episode of the Greater Normal Podcast, because today we are interviewing a special guest, the Zombie Unicorn!
Hello.
Oh, hey. Hi!
Sorry, I have my Do Not Disturb mode on. I always forget that I can't hear when people call me.
Oh.
I turned that off, too, because I was sick of people messaging me in the middle of either recording something or just trying to sleep is the worst.
Yeah, I'm in the Smite Team Captains group, and there's, like today when I logged on, there was, like, 1,000 new messages, so...
1,000?
Yeah. I really just want to...
They must really enjoy sending you messages.
I really just want to leave the group, but I like talking to them sometimes. But it gets pretty obnoxious at times.
So, Jake, you're going to introduce the group, our guest?
I will. I will be the host today. And I want to introduce the Zombie Unicorn.
Hi.
She's featured. She randomly followed us on Twitter, and then I noticed that she also streamed for Hi-Rez, and then I contacted her, and then we went on one of her streams. And it was really cool, and so we wanted to do a Q&A with her.
Aww.
And super, super awkward.
Yes, always.
It's always awkward because you don't know what... Because, one, when you're on someone's stream, you don't want to, like, take over their stream and be a total dick. But at the same time, you don't want to, like, be completely quiet, so you're trying to be like, am I talking enough? Am I talking yeah. too much? Am I talking over people?
You know, that I remember that stream, and it wasn't as great as it could have been, and I've made a lot of changes to how I stream since then.
Well, also, and, a lot of people were yelling yeah. and screaming.
Yes.
I had too many
people in the call. Too many people.
Also, and at their audience. Like... People yes. were getting pissed at their audience, like, stop it! I will kick you if you don't start treating me with respect! And I was like, oh god, this is the best stream to join in on ever.
Right, yeah. I remember being like, oh god, those guys are never gonna want to come on my stream again.
No, we were all quiet, we were like, what do I do? Like, we just had our tail between our legs, we didn't know what to do.
I think we were on a Skype, were we still on a Skype call together at the same time?
No, we were on Mumble.
No, because I think we were on the Skype call so we could, like, talk and be like, oh shit, what's happening?
Yeah, we had a separate Skype call to talk to each other, like, to keep us in check.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I don't. Actually, I like a lot of those people, but I don't play with them all anymore very much because I've learned to, like, kind of keep it to a minimum, like, of, like, one or two people that you're playing with on stream because it gets way too confusing when people are talking and there's, like, a lot of overlap and it's not good for stream.
That's why there's only two people in this call is because we've had guests on our podcast before with, you know, 4 or 5 people, and at we're just like, that's never, ever happening ever again. Like, I was editing it, and I like, text Jake, I'm like, never, ever again are we ever gonna have this many people on a podcast. It's just you and me, or, like, you, me, and Destry. Nothing more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good that way, and I still like to hang out with people, like, off stream. It's just, you know.
You like to hang out with people? That is a shocking development.
Yes, it's news to me, even. Apparently, I just decided that right now.
Okay, so our first major question is actually, how did you get involved with Hi-Rez Studios?
Well, I just streamed Smite. I love the game, and it got me into streaming, and I would stream pretty often. And they saw my stream, they noticed me, and basically they were like, hey, we're going to start doing a 24-hour stream. Would you like to be on it? And I said, sure. I don't stream for them anymore, but they moved in a different direction. But mm-hmm. I do have my own channel, and I haven't streamed in a few days, but I will be soon. Yeah, I mean, it was fun and it was really good. And I actually have to thank them because that's how I met my boyfriend from streaming for Hi-Rez. So it's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I just actually found out your boyfriend was Sly Fox, too. Like, I did not know that at all.
Yeah, well, I've touched your boyfriend very long. Before.
No homo.
You've touched him?
Yeah. Sly Fox was a big reason to give thanks because he basically gave us like 500 subscribers overnight while we were working with Machinima at PAX.
Oh, nice.
And so nice. The day awesome. After, we were super happy with him. And yeah, we did a video with him and everything. And yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, we just started dating. Like, I didn't even know who he was before we hung out and stuff. And we just kind of hit it off. So he's pretty really awesome guy.
Maybe sooner or later, you know, I'll bring Aaron along. We can, you know, like double date on Smite or something. Right, Aaron?
Every gay, like, thing in my body just activated. The anti and the pro gay. Decide for yourself.
Gay powers activate.
Mm. Yeah, maybe sometime down the road we could do, I don't know, collaboration together. I mean, you know, me, Aaron, you, nobody else in our group because I love them. But you know how hard it is to edit a video with four people in it where your channel's based off a four people group?
Yeah.
We're all complete dickholes and assholes and like do nothing but try to mess with the other person that's editing so we can see how many times we can use racial slurs.
Do not get me started on racial slurs, Aaron.
I'm editing this, never mind.
You add an extra hour to all of my editing.
That's awesome.
The best thing I like to slowly spell out racial slurs. That's my favorite one. So, like, in the middle of a conversation, I'll, like, say one letter or, like, a part of it, and I'll, like, string them together in the middle of a video and see if he notices them, and he never does.
That's great. That's good fun.
Here's a little trivia thing. On the Torchlight videos, he got me... so good.
I don't know what did
after I put up the first three Torchlight videos to Reddit. I started getting emails from people saying how could I put racial slurs in my videos. I'm like, what are you talking about? That jerk spelled a racial slur in reverse for his character name.
Oh, everyone's like, why is your name Regan? And I'm like, I don't know, I just feel like that's the name that my character would have. I'm role playing, okay? And,
wow.
Yep.
Wow.
He got me so good. And it's like, what do? I can't censor his name through the whole series, so now I have the whole series with his stupid name.
That's pretty good.
So our next major question is, apart from Smite, what other games do you actually really enjoy playing?
Well, right now I'm kind of addicted to Minecraft, of course, and that's totally because of Eddie, but, I really like it. It's like I'm a kind of a creative person, so I'm just like building, and I suck. I'm terrible, but I'm like learning really fast. My partner in crime, Katukaz, and I started doing like a little Minecraft series, and it's been really, really fun. We're just like basically fucking around and being stupid, and it's really, I'm really noob at it, but mm-hmm. I take everything and I learn, and then like everybody tells me stuff in the comments and stuff and kind of teaches me, which is fun. But other than that, I think I've got some other games. I think I just downloaded Archblade or Arcblade. I'm going to try that out pretty soon. And I am going to do a Bastion series. Ooh. Oh, and my roommate and I are going to do... I have a roommate. She's not a gamer or anything, but she's going to be like on cam with me, and we're going to do an Amnesia series. Gonna be really fun.
This is always a fun series. I like doing Amnesia solo when I was kind of getting the hang of like recording with Fraps and editing game videos.
The one series that nobody else on Greater Than Normal wanted to watch, though, which I find funny. It's like enough people actually watch it, but no one in our group actually wanted to watch it. My experience with Minecraft has always been get really, really addicted to it for a while. Until I die and like in a pit of lava and lose all of my stuff, and then I'm like, yep, Well, okay, I'm just going to go lie down, turn off my computer,
rage quit.
Put the covers over my head, cry for a little bit, go to sleep, wake up, write in my diary about how I no longer want to play Minecraft ever again, and then later it's like, baby, it's okay, you can just build some new stuff, you can get those diamonds back, your full set of diamond enchanted armor, it'll come back. And I'm like, okay, Minecraft, I'll believe you this one time, and then it just happens again. It's an abusive relationship that I have with that game.
Yeah.
I don't like playing on creative mode because it doesn't feel satisfying when everything's right there. Cheating.
Yeah. Totally cheating.
My ex-girlfriend used to be like, I'm going to turn off the monsters. I'm like, pussy.
Fucking pussy. Yeah. It's definitely cheating. Sometimes I get so frustrated though. I'm like, I just want to cheat. But then, Cattle, snapped me out of it. And we actually started, another private server, just to play for fun, off stream, off video.
Yeah.
And I invited Eddie to it a couple times, and he'd play with us. And then, one day, he was needing to, vent or whatever. So he just went in creative mode and, spawned all these, giant fucking monsters, the Hydra and the Naga and everything. And, we're like, no! The whole place was just crawling with minotaurs and
You know what I found to be the surprisingly saddest thing in the world? In free creative mode, take the monster spawner and spawn creepers in a pit and then use lava to kill them. It for some reason is the saddest thing ever because they won't explode on you and they won't kill you, but they look at you. And you're like, no! Oh, what am I doing? They're looking at me like it reminded... Have you ever seen the terrible, terrible movie, the fourth Aliens movie, Alien Revenge or something like that?
No.
Oh, my God. So,
Isn't that the one where Sigourney Weaver,
Oh, I think I have, actually.
Her DNA gets spliced with an alien.
And Winona Ryder's in it, too, right?
I don't...
Is that the one?
I think so.
It's the one where, she gets brought back to life after she's dead, 80 years later or something like that. And, they splice her genes with, an alien. One. And at the end, there's this creepy half-human, half-alien that gets sucked down. It's like, Mama! It hurts, Mama! And it's like that. I was like, no, my babies! What have I done?
The meatloaf! Ma! Yeah, that sounds retarded. That and doing, the nukes and throwing nukes everywhere, too, is pretty fun. But that's a good way to ruin a server pretty quickly.
Yes, it is. We're going to try to do a series in Minecraft. We don't know how well it's going to turn out with the five of us just because how much we like to fuck with each other. It could be entertaining or it could be just god-awful. It could go other way, but...
I think we're not too bad. When we played Terraria, it was the thing of... you have to have really strict rules with us because, We will fuck with each other so bad that we'll be like, okay, if you destroy something, this goes up to the council, and then the council will decide what your punishment should be, and then we might kill your wolves. It's all very regimented.
I have a history of killing people's animals in the game, in Minecraft.
You're like a chupacabra. You just go around.
I sneak up to them, I'm like, no, die!
I must eat your flesh.
Yeah, I promised I would stop, or at least I would cut back on that. But I guess naming Cat named one of his animals, and I think by doing that, it kind of is going to stop me from killing it, because now I'm like, oh, come here, little baby, and I just want to pet it and love it, and then I can't kill it, so GG.
Okay, so here's a big Smite question. When me and Aaron were going back to Smite, we really wanted this question answered. Why is Jabalanke so OP?
I don't know. It's just, I don't like his... Well, I mean, it's great for people who play him, but I hate his splash damage.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, I mean, that's ridiculous.
I fought against him, and the first thing I did was I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy him, and I bought him, and he's awesome. Yeah.
The poison darts, too, added damage.
Use the 2 and the 3, because it gets the extra combination. Damage. And his escape is ridiculous, because he flies into the air and spasms. I don't know what...
Has a seizure in the middle of...
Yeah, the global ult is pretty ridiculous, too.
I hope there's a nerf that's going to turn down that whole global thing, because that's really just that... That's the icing on his OP cake, is that global.
Yeah, and it's so annoying, too, because sometimes I can... I mean, and they need to do that on the Smite Mythbusters thing. I should have mentioned that. But there's times where I'm, like, totally not moving. Like, I'll be walking, and then I'll see the ult, and then I'll stop. And the ult will finish, but then I still get stunned, even though I stopped before the last, you know, little
thing. Yeah, that's happened to me, too.
It's like, I don't know if it's just a glitch sometimes, or if it's, like, really just the timing is just that quick and I just barely missed it, but it gets really obnoxious.
I don't know why that made me think of it, but I remember how I used to really annoy my friend because I got really good with Freya's lift, and so whenever, and my friend was playing Hebo, and whenever he tried to use his ult on me, I could lift him in mid ult and his ult would just go off in the air like
unmoved. Oh wow.
That's a nifty little trick if they haven't fixed that, is you can lift Hebo out of his nerf. I mean, out of his ult.
Do you even lift Hebo?
So our big question is, it says on your Twitter that you're a music and film critic. What's that all about?
Oh, during the day, like, I'm a social media manager for a local TV show, and I've been doing journalism for, like, 4 years. I was actually the editor-in-chief of my last college paper. I was the managing editor of the one before that. And basically, I moved to Austin so that I could cover more music and life and arts and entertainment. And this is the live music capital of the world, so there's, like, tons of stuff to cover all the time. There's festivals and just free shows and whatnot. And so I originally went to college to study music composition and classical guitar and all this stuff, and I used to do music. And then I dropped out and came back for journalism. And I kind of decided... I like news and hard news and serious topics, but really it's the fun stuff, the stuff that I enjoy, music, film, gaming now. And so I decided to cover those. And since I have a knowledge of the industry and everything, I basically kind of use that knowledge to do my writing and my reviews and this and that. And I haven't done a lot of writing per se in a while because I've been doing social media.
Yep.
But here pretty soon, I'm looking at doing just like stuff on my own, like blog and whatever, just to kind of get back into it. But I mean, I'll go to festivals and shows whenever I can and just see music because I love music. It's a huge part of my life. It's always been. So.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I hate to be that person, but I really do listen to everything. And I have an excuse why, because I used to work at a very large music venue that's like a chain in America, and it conditioned me to have to listen to stuff that I don't like. Like, even there were sometimes like 12-hour days where it was like a metal fest, and you had to listen to metal all day. I don't really like a lot of metal, but there's definitely some that I like, you know. But I guess the only two things I really don't like is like kind of like modern country and like gospel music.
You are right in my alley.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I spend pretty much all day doing nothing but listening to music, and I just pretty much from the '70s kind of on, like, music, the country music got super super poppy and just weird, and like,
yeah,
I've always described it as kind of like, it's almost more like a fetish than a music, because it's kind of like trying to fulfill a woman's need to have a strong cowboy. And maybe that it's super, a lot of country music is super marketed towards women.
I think it is. I think you're right.
It's one of those things. It's like, you know, it's a hunky guy singing with a southern drawl over simple guitar chords, and it always makes sure to show how hunky he is. And then it's just
like
poppy,
really trashy stuff. Like, come over here and let me check you for ticks. Like, like, come on, that's just creepy. Like, I don't know. I definitely like me some, like, I love some Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn, though, you know, Johnny Cash, June Carter.
But I do love me some Johnny Cash.
Yeah. I mean, I guess mostly I listen to some, of course, like indie rock, electro, indie, dancey, or some dubstep. Like,
Hipster.
Shut up. But I fucking live in Austin. What do you expect? This is, like, around me. I can't, like, walk outside
Portland,
and get hit
Oregon.
By a beard. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
I live in Seattle. Like, so oh.
We live in the hipster capitals of the world.
We're all in pretty big, like.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I grew up with, like, Nirvana and Pearl Jam, and
I spend my time at a coffee shop.
Actually, we just got this new, like, really, like super hipster coffee shop down the street. I thought about going there, but it's, like, it's not infested with the good hipsters. It's infested with the really preachy hipsters.
So, like, there's... Oh, okay. So instead of listening to, like, Arcade Fire, they listen to Swans, The Seer, like, the whole day. Is this Death Grips? Oh, man, this is very atmospheric.
Oh!
Did the chicken that you cooked and killed and put on my plate, did it have a good life?
I love Portlandia. I love Portlandia. Yeah. Season 3 of Portlandia is really good because for someone that lives in Portland, the best parts of that show are where you can be like, I know that guy. I know that guy. I've seen him. I either love or hate that person. Or like, oh, that's so true. It's, you know, that being able to, like, recall and have an emotional connection with the character or the sketch or the writing. And, you know, season 3 is just filled with those. Anytime that I can be like, yep, that's exactly what it's like here, the better. And awesome. Also, as a film, as someone that describes himself as a music and film critic, have you heard that they just, what are your thoughts on the fact that they just found a director for Star Wars, and it's J.J. Abrams?
I don't know how I feel about that. I haven't actually been following too much lately. Like I said, I've been so much into gaming, but that will be interesting to see. I'm actually, like, I was unsure about, like, another one, but, like, I mean, it could be cool.
They say they're gonna keep making them, so
I'm such a nice critic. Like, I'm not a harsh critic. I very rarely, like, absolutely hate something, and if I do, I don't, like, write about it or
something. You're not like a Ben Yahtzee.
No, I'm the, like, nice guy, good guy Greg over here. Like, but if I love, like, I go to Fantastic Fest every year here in Austin. It's, like, the largest horror, sci-fi, fantasy, whatever, film festival in the country. And it's so cool. And I'll see, like, these really small, like, indie films that are, like, super cool. And, yeah, they might have a low budget. But then if I love them, like, I'll write about them and try to pump them up because it's, like, I mean, I don't have, like, a big following of, you know, people who read my stuff or anything, but anything kind of helps, especially if, like, they're little guys, and they're always, like, really good writing. It's just usually, like, the quality of, like, the sets and the props and stuff like that are
all about the enjoyment you derive from something. Even it doesn't even need to be that good of a movie. It can be one of your favorite movies as long as it's just something that you derive some sort of pleasure from viewing it.
Speaking of low-budget films, it's semi-low-budget. I still want to see that one horror movie you guys keep telling me about, Monsters.
Oh, that movie's so good. It's not a horror movie. It's a more of a sci-fi romance, but...
Oh, it's a romance.
It's a romance, yeah.
I had, like, 3 different monster movies pop into my head, but I don't know Monsters specifically.
Monsters is a movie about aliens that, like, alien squids... Like, an egg was on an asteroid that crashed into Mexico, and then the egg just kind of hatched, and then it started reproducing, and it's about, like, the ecological damage these aliens are causing, and they're kind of like, and, like, how humans are trying to coincide with them, but they're also spreading, because they basically live on trees, is how they, like, that's how they birth their young, and then they go into the oceans, so, like, they're just... damaging the, you know, the ecology of it's live action. It was made on a budget of $10,000 and it looks so good. Like, I could not tell.
Do they have, like, gas masks in it? I think I'm looking at something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to check that out. That sounds really cool.
The gas masks, I believe they said, was because, it's because, one, like, the eggs spread, but two, I think it was also a lot of propaganda, and three, because they try to poison the like, you know, Agent Orange Vietnam style, they try to poison the trees to, like, kill the babies.
Yeah, but no, sounds it's pretty cool. I'm gonna have super to check it cool. out.
It's a
and it's not that old either. No. So very cool.
Except the beginning of it is depressing as fuck after you watch the entire movie and you realize what it means. But yeah,
it's I love depressing movies.
It's a good movie. It's a good romance too.
Nice. Cool. Yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
Awesome. Okay, I think we can move on to our last question, which I think it's a good closing, is what is your next step in this field? Like, where are you planning on moving? Like, how are you going to, like, progress?
Well, I'm going to continue doing my stream, starting up my YouTube, and basically, like, I do have my, like, job in real life and everything, and that's going to be my job. But I'm actually going to try to move into, like, gaming journalism because I really enjoy it. And I think it, like, kind of combines my two favorite things right now. And I think I'm just going to keep doing it. And I have a small fan base growing. And, yeah, some of it is because of dating Eddie. But some people are, you know, staying because they like me. And some people are just coming to check me out. And that's what, if you're listening, like, don't follow me just because I'm his girlfriend. Follow me because you like me. If you don't like me, don't follow me. But I'm going to do it. And if it stops being fun, then I'll stop. But if it's fun, I'm just going to hang out and have fun with my friends and do it because it's just entertainment for me. It's really enjoyable. And when it becomes, you know, kind of like blah or whatever, then I'll either take a break or I'll just stop. But it's been really fun and I don't see it stopping anytime soon. So.
That's our mentality a bit.
Oh yeah, that was our mentality too. Is just stop, just keep going until the fun stops.
But what we always try to do is not force anything. That's the one thing, because like a lot of people say that doing YouTube is stressful because everyone likes to listen to their fans or like they try to do the exact same thing or they try to be like everyone else. And I just say fuck that. Like why? Yeah,
Aaron gets really hard on me whenever I suggest an idea that might be scripted. Like, he gets really hard on me about it. So far, I have not gone with anything scripted because Aaron does not like
it. I mean, unless it's, like, obviously, like, a sketch, but, like, scripting, yeah. Like, oh, I'm scared at this jump scare, or scripting, like, oh, wow, that was really bullshit. Funny. Ha, 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 ha. Like, I find it forced, like... I enjoy having fun and then recording and then you seeing us actually having fun with something. Not like, this is our fake emotions that we've faked to be like everyone else as we play, you know, the games that everyone else plays and stuff like that.
Granted, you know, we do amp ourselves up a bit because, yeah, nobody likes hearing us be all boring talk. You know, we do talk really, like, you know, we're excited for what we do. We like.
Gotta get hype.
Yeah.
Yeah, hype, son.
You need to have a hype man in the background. Yeah! All right! Let's go!
Before we record, Kat has to, like, get me hype sometimes. He's like, all right, put your hands up, put your hands down, put your hands to the side, put them to the right, to the left, and, like, we'll do, like, this little chair dance before we go on. What? Because it just really gets you excited. Like, you, like, pump. You're sitting in a chair at a computer, so, like, sometimes you don't get that movement and get that adrenaline going. Yeah, you gotta get hyped. So.
I'm always pumped. I'm always high. Okay, that's always pumped.
And I have this other thing. It's really funny, and it was a secret, but I'm gonna just share it because it's really funny. It's weird. I have to smell good before I stream, and it makes no sense because nobody can smell me. But for me to like smell good and like be like, I smell good. I feel good. I look good. You know, like it's just like
I totally understand
boost.
That. I always like to shower before like. Doing a video or something. I know no one's going to be smelling me through their speakers.
Okay, are we all on the same wavelength? Because I like to put on cologne before I record.
Nice. It just makes you feel good,
yeah,
right?
I like to shower. I like to put on nice clothes. And then I put on cologne right before I record every time.
That's hilarious. I'm glad I'm not the only one in this, too. Because I for a while, didn't tell anybody. And I was like, all right, cool. Now I have know some other people who do that, too.
You're not it's insane. Awesome.
I love it when that happens, when you always feel like, I don't want to tell them this, and then it turns out everybody does it.
Yeah, it's like, that's great.
That's yeah, I believe that's what it's like with weird. Barry, Jake. I believe everybody feels that Barry's the best in Game Grumps.
Oh, cause, are we going for that?
Because he was afraid, because I was like, so who's your favorite member of Game Grumps? And Barry's the editor, and he's like, Barry? I'm like, dude, he's the funniest guy too!
Like, yeah, have you been watching Game Grumps lately?
Me?
Not lately. I think the last thing I saw was like Power Rangers or something. I don't remember. It was pretty funny though.
I like their synergy, but what really gets it off is I love good editing. That's why I enjoy Continue. I just love their editing style. And my style kind of mimics theirs. I try not to do it, but it just kind of falls into that category of their style. But I really love Barry as an editor for Game Grumps because he really builds upon their synergy. Like, he gives a third synergy without actually being in the room. And I really enjoy that about him.
I think that's what an editor should do. That's the job of the editor, is to, like, help propel their own synergy with his skills
with a Z.
What is what?
With skills with a Z.
No, with a Z, of course.
Skills.
Anytime anyone says with a Z, I instantly think of that one terrible podcast we did.
Oh my god, don't remind me, man. That was when we couldn't move to Skype because I had a terrible laptop. And it could not handle Skype. So we used to do, Steam calls.
Oh.
And so our quality was just like in a tin can. And we were a little more, I wouldn't say controlled, but we know how to, we don't talk over each other as much. But back then it was just so chaotic and just everyone was talking over each other and just trying to go as hard as they can. And it was still really funny, but now it's like a little more professional, but still keeps that like chaos.
Controlled chaos.
It's controlled chaos. But back then it was just
chaos.
Chaos.
Yeah, kind of like that one stream that one time.
Mm. Yeah. I think that's all I got for you. So I'd like to personally, I don't know if Aaron wants to thank you. I'd like to thank you for coming on and actually responding about coming to a Q&A.
No problem.
Thanks for having me.
I don't want to thank her. In fact, I want to ridicule her for even thinking that she could come onto this podcast and talk about her shit.
You know what? Go fuck yourself.
No. I also thank you for coming on. It's really cool of you.
Thanks for having me.
It's really cool to start getting into that phase where it's like, just asking people who have a higher following than you is like, would you like to have a question and answer? And they're totally like cool with it. Like, I love that feeling.
I mean, I'm just like a normal person.
Isn't everybody just a normal person?
Yeah. Well, I don't have like, I'm like seriously like, I just got into like getting more attention and I'm like not used to the attention. So I'm still just like normal old Natty over here. But yeah, for sure. Are you guys going to PAX East or?
No, but we go to PAX West.
Yeah, we go to PAX Prime just because it's closer, and we rarely have money to spend, so we try to spend it on, like, anything. I'm trying to get a job right now, too, just outside, because I'm going to be finishing school soon. I'm the youngest guy of the group, so.
He's the only one still in high school.
So. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I'm a wee little 18-year-old.
Wee little. I was going to say, if you are, I'm planning on going, so if you were going to be there, could, like, do a meetup or something,
I was personally thinking about doing a whole con trip once I was out of high school, like next year. So maybe some other time, or maybe I also wanted to go to Austin to just visit the Rooster Teeth headquarters because I'm a huge fan of Rooster Teeth. So
yeah, you gotta come during South by and see the crazy city, South by Southwest.
I will. Will that be during summer?
It's actually in March, mid-March.
March.
But it's
next
like
time for South by then, because now I'm just covered with photography, because my main focus at school, apart from video, is photography, and I think I might go down a photographer, like, career, apart from the videos.
Super cool, yeah. Photography can be fun. I'm part of that because journalism kind of like a one-man band. I do everything, but I'm not that great. I'm decent. I'm all right.
Though we are planning on covering PAX Prime, so if you somehow just was like, you know what, I want to go to both PAXes, then we will totally hang out with you in Seattle.
Yeah, for sure. I would love to go do stuff like that, so we'll see.
Yeah, apart from that, maybe like, I don't know. We'll stay in touch because I know our guys wanted, like our emailers wanted us to start doing things with more people. So maybe later down the road we can do some more Smite or some other games.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, no problem. See you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, fuck that bitch.
Successful interview was successful. All right. I think we're on a streak. I think let's just fuck everyone else. Let's do the podcast by ourselves. What is up, everybody? It's Thursday, January 24th. I'm Jake Vanchu, and this is the Greater Than Normal Podcast. Joining me is, well...
Oh, wait! Hey! Yeah! Hey! Hoo! Hee!
Yeah, I was like, where the fuck were you?
I was right here. I went, and I got, like, some food, and I came back, and then I ate it, and now I'm all full, and I think I might vomit. Except none of that happened. I was just making up an excuse for why I was so quiet. It was really just because I was spacing out.
Like... All right, you fucking asshole. Apart from the interview, we've actually got some cool shit to talk about. And since the interview is going to take up about half the show, so we thought it would be a good idea to just have the two of us on, have it kind of a short talking thing, and then the interview. Right, Aaron?
Yeah, just cover some, you know, quick news stories, talk about some things that have happened on the podcast. Because I think, since we're kind of starting to upload podcasts to YouTube...
Yes. This is also going on to YouTube.
I think, it's going to become a permanent thing.
I enjoy it because Continue does it. You know, Continue does it too, right?
I don't know. I like putting them on both. One, because Podomatic, just because, you know, you can just have it audio and you can download
it. And it's also,
also
you can have it on
because it
iTunes.
Allows you to put it on iTunes. When we run out of storage for that, we're going to have to find a server to host and then set up the RSS feed.
Maybe we can, like, I don't know. If any of you guys have a website that are cool with, like, holding our podcasts, that'd be cool.
Yeah, put your dick in it. I mean, tell us.
Put your dick in us.
Put a dick in my butt. Okay, by the way, that's our thing of the week. Thing of the week, right there. Thing of the week, Fresh Prince of Dick in My Butt.
We should try to sing it.
No, I'm not going to sing the whole thing.
Just a little bit acapella?
No, I'm not going to go acapella.
Come on.
No. Please. We all know that you don't got flows. You ain't got no hops.
Fuck!
What?
Okay, before we even talk about what we've been playing, this is a little bit of an old news story, but for some reason saying the word acapella made me think of singing, which made me think of Glee, which made me pissed off.
Oh, Jonathan Colton. Yeah,
yes,
that happened this week,
dude. I got livid. I was so fucking mad. Are you kidding me?
Didn't I text you that, or did...
No, I got it. I was just flicking through my Twitter. And then I saw a thing from Jonathan Colton saying, oh, well, Glee stole one of my songs. That's fucking cool. And I'm like, what? And then I read the news article that came out the day after. I was so mad. So Glee, you know, the whole happy, fun ABC television, Jane Lynch, all those
Fox,
other faggots.
But, but Jane Lynch's character is actually, like, the only good
I love
part
Jane Lynch.
She's, the, like, one good part of the entire
Jane
show.
Jane Lynch is fucking hilarious. Anyway. It's everybody else that I don't like.
Yeah.
So... Jonathan Colton is one of my favorite, like, musicians when it comes to, like, the game, the quote-unquote, like, the gamer, like, nerdy kind of dude. Like, he's so awesome. Like, the music he did for Portal, the music he did for the music that was used in Left 4 Dead. Like, fuck, I love Jonathan Colton. And I loved him when he was doing his Thing of the Week because it was, like, you know, it was this cool little, like, podcast Thing of the Week where he showed off his new music and let people use it. And one of my this is why I got so mad, because it was one of my personal favorite songs. I don't know why. One of my personal favorite songs by Jonathan Colton was his cover of Baby Got Back. And it was this really awesome version that he did that was really fucking cool. And Glee stole it. Like, and we're not talking, like, copy. We're talking flat out stole it. And now there's accusations saying that they took some bits from John's recording, especially the bit where...
No, they literally say,
Johnny C.
Johnny C.
They refer to themselves as Johnny C. Like, are you, like, no, it was no one gonna notice that, like, the, everything's the same. Like, the beat, the way they sing it, the tempo, and then they say Johnny C. That's like a slap in the face, honestly. Like, and Jonathan Colton's a really cool guy, so I feel like if NBC asked him, he would have been okay with it. But they flat out fucking took it. And in my mind, that's not cool. So NBC and Glee, you are my dick of the week. Like, fuck you, NBC.
It's false. All right,
so whatever.
You changed it from ABC to, like, NBC to
ABC,
like...
NBC, 1, 2, 3, you and me. Michael Jackson reference. So, Aaron.
Yeah.
What have you been playing?
This is a very weirdly structured podcast. I have...
Yeah, and?
I soon will be playing Ace of Spades.
You got it?
Did you not notice in the middle of the podcast that Destry sent Ace of Spades?
No.
Yeah, look in your fucking Steam inventory.
He bought us Ace of Spades?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so fucking happy right now. I just went from really mad to really happy.
So you went from happy to mad to happy.
Because we got requested to play this fucking game by a lot of people. And by a lot of people, I mean 5.
Hey man, people that actually talk to us, that's a lot.
Like... Colin, you're fucking awesome. Once again, I'm derailing because this is the host I am. This is why Aaron hosts.
Yeah.
Again, I used to be primary host, now Aaron hosts.
No, because remember it was rock, paper, scissors.
Well, we used to actually go back and forth, and then it became rock, paper, scissors. And then you just get, and then you're like, no, you do the videos. I want to do the podcast.
Well, and then I would offer them to you, and you'd just be like, dude, nah, you can do it. I'm good.
Yeah, and you'd offer them to me on off days.
No, I just offer them to you sometimes because I knew that, like, it used to be, like, both of us hosted. So I'd be like, hey, no. Would you like to host? And you'd be like, I'm tired today. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Or like, now no, I do the videos. I just want to relax. You can do everything.
I'm pumped. Like, now I'm pumped. I'm relaxed. I'm hosting, doing all that shit. I forgot what we were talking about. Okay, I'd actually like to derail the subject again. I want to talk about this one dude who emailed us. He's fucking got the best email we've got, in my opinion, so far. We've got some awesome comments, but this is the best email. Like, someone actually sent us a fucking email for our podcast. So I'm going to read it right now. His name is Coulson. I'm not going to say his last name. His name's Coulson, and he's fucking cool. Coulson, he sends this to me. What's up, faggot and faggots? I'm not a long-time listener, but I will be one day. I was searching up the YogPod on the Beyond Pod app, and when I noticed a podcast with a gay-looking logo and tagline that asked if I enjoyed the YogPod, Bobcast, and Drunk Tank, well, slap my ass and call me Sally. I thought, I fucking love all that shit. So I downloaded it, and it was all right. I love that. It was all right. And then he actually goes on and says, but seriously, your professionalism and commitment is refreshing for a not-so-known podcast. Keep up the good work. I'm sure you'll be huge one day. P.S. Jake's a fag.
It's pretty fucking epic.
I read this and I'm like, I like this guy.
This guy, I like him. He's a good guy.
I like this guy. He's good. 5 out of 5, pretty good.
5 out of 5, pretty good.
Okay, shut up. Alright, so back on, what have you been playing, man? Apart from Ace of Spades, which we're going to be playing because it's going to be fucking awesome. Excited to play that fucking game. What have you been playing?
I have been playing Minecraft. Been getting into Minecraft again. Trying to finish underground underwater storage facility as well as my treehouse, which because it all takes place in a jungle, even though for some reason the fucking winter cold is encroaching upon my territory.
Winter's coming.
I've been modding Oblivion, which isn't going too well.
Oh, how come?
Just everything's getting fucked. Everything's just getting fucked.
Is it because you've been putting in too much logs, or is it because you fucked up your load order?
I don't know. Everything's just... Pants are disappearing, and I don't know what to do.
I don't know. That kind of sounds like you probably have a bad load order. You might need I don't know what it is for Oblivion, but you might need to download something to fix your load order. That could probably set everything straight.
Obviously, Torchlight 2 for the videos.
Whoop!
Been playing a lot of Far Cry 2 because I love that game.
I know how much you love
Far Cry. I love Far Cry 2. I can't even describe how much I love that game. There is some stuff, yeah, that I hate about it, but...
I'm not a fan of the voice acting except for the Jackal.
There's a few voice actors that are actually pretty good.
It's like they get the Jackal and they're like, well, there goes all our budget for voice actors.
Well, it's because a lot of the voice actors don't actually speak English, so they talk really fast. And then
lines really fast and it's really annoying. It doesn't convey any emotion at all. Bada bing, bada boom.
There's actually some people. There's a British guy that talks.
Okay, I like that dude.
He talks a little fast, but he still is like, "All right, I need you to go here. Now there's a guy there, and we need you to kill him." Some of the best things I actually like as far as voice acting is if you're playing Far Cry 2, don't walk in immediately. Listen to what they're talking about. That stuff is fucking. Even though the characters aren't necessarily like always the best voice acted, and their delivery is really awkward. The writing is usually pretty good. So, like, there's this one thing where they're talking about, like, where they're talking about how they exploit the West for their foreign aid. And so he's like, they see in the newspaper, they see all the babies, they saw they're dying, kids dying in hundreds, so sad. They must send money to the country to save it. I take money. It's good for business. And it's like, oh fuck, that's so good. Like, he's talking about how he also talks about how this mission is good for him because nobody will get medicine, and that basically, when you think about it, holy fuck, your mission is messed up. So what you are doing is you're going to blow up a natural gas tank, which is used to gas. You're blowing up a gas tank so that it's harder to get medicine and aid and food to people, and that way foreign governments and aid and stuff like that have to send money to the country, like, through airdrops and stuff, so they can take this stuff for themselves.
Such a long-term investment kind of, like, feeling. That's so weird.
It's basically just, it's destroying aid so that they can get more money and more aid directly to themselves, and so that factions can't get it. So they can't help their own people, and so that they can just help themselves and people that ally with themselves. It's pretty messed up. Also, I want to be put in charge of Far Cry 4. I really do. Because I wanted to go back to Africa. I wanted to keep the crafting. Because Africa's, like, one of the best places you can have a Far Cry game. It's practically lawless in a lot of places. It's filled to the brim with actual mercenaries. You have pirates. You have wars and warlords. It's, like, such a perfect place to put a modern, like, Far Cry type game. I think, you know, the island setting is good, but there's only so much you can do with an island. But Africa, I think, can also present a lot of really good... you know how Far Cry 3 is all about how you get to love killing?
Yeah.
I think Far Cry 4 should be the opposite.
How you, like, you just hate what you do.
Yeah, like... More like, I loved how in Far Cry 2 it's all about, like, the necessity of stuff, like the necessity of war, the necessity of the jackal being there, the necessity how you know, a lot of weird stuff about, you know, very kind of existential views on war and conflict and stuff like that. And it was really cool, and I think if they took that and then flesh it out more in Far Cry 4, that'd be really cool. They should keep the crafting system. Bring back the map, bring back the HUD in Far Cry 2, which is to say there was none, except for when there needed to be. It was very, very context-sensitive and very, very intuitive. It made it also more immersive. They need to keep the tagging system from Far Cry 3, because that's really useful and really good.
I like the camera over the monoscope, like, way more. Or monocular, whatever the fuck it's called. Is that called monocular?
Yeah, it's a monocle. It's a monocular, yeah. What else?
You're probably gonna beat the shit out of me for saying this. I always kind of thought it'd be cool if a Far Cry did something like a city.
See, I never would think that.
Like, I feel like Bangkok would be really cool.
I don't know. No, I disagree with that, because I feel like Far Cry is so much tied to wilderness. Was thinking
that's the whole thing, is that I feel like maybe something that's, like, Far Cry-esque that's not Far Cry. Because Far Cry, yeah, when I think Far Cry, I think...
Stalking, you know, people in
big open areas, stalking people. Turning into a bloodthirsty government monster and murdering people. Whatever happened to that?
Becoming a mutant?
The original Far Cry, you were a government, like, experiment.
Well, the first half of it was normal. And then the second half, it's like, mutants! Like, wait, what? And that's also where the game kind of goes crazy. Do you know all of the Far Cry games, though, pretty much take place in the same canon? Yeah. I know Far Cry 1 and 2 do. I'm not sure about Far Cry 3, but I know Far Cry 1 and 2 do. Far Cry 2 is actually referenced in Far Cry 1, how there's a conflict in Africa. Hmm. But Far Cry 3... did Far Cry 2 have the degrading of weapons?
Yes.
Okay, good. I liked how your weapons degraded in Far Cry 2, so I'm glad that they kept that. I'd keep that.
I wasn't a big fan of
it. I liked it. I liked having to...
I liked it, but two, it was too fast.
Yeah, I agree. It was a little bit too fast, and I think they really needed to adjust the levels. Like, I think the AK should take forever, whereas the M16, which it does actually jam pretty fast, but not as fast as they made it jam, but it wasn't really that bad. Usually the best thing to do is... Every time you're done with your... anytime you get a mission, the best thing to do is to go back to a weapon area and get a whole new set of weapons. Because that's always the best thing to do. Because, one, it makes it so you're better loaded out for the mission. And two, it means you have fresh weapons that aren't going to jam as easy. What else... Yeah, pretty much bring in the best parts about Far Cry 3.
You know, I'll bring back diamonds.
The hunting, I was fine with diamonds. I was fine with diamonds. I thought it was it's just currency.
I liked it because it was an interesting currency, but I like how Far Cry 3 did the weapon vending.
No, Far Cry 2 was so cool because you had to like unlock, the way you unlocked weapons was really cool. I mean, I don't know, I would say it's tied for me. I could take it either way. Like, one, you have to... I mean, it's pretty much...
I think rather than using the radio towers to make the weapons free, I'd say use the radio towers to unlock the weapons which you can then buy. Because I didn't like... Because it's like, you could spend a good maybe hour and a half just going through the whole island, getting all the radio towers, which would then unlock practically 75% of all the weapons in the game.
Yeah. It was a little weird. But I liked Far Cry 2's a little bit better because... I don't know. I think maybe you should do multiple missions to unlock.
How about both?
I was thinking that, but how about not just both? How about just varied missions to unlock new weapons? Mm-hmm. Like, just because what I liked about Far Cry 2 is that it was like you get to ambush. You get to, like, my favorite thing to do was lay an IED down, wait in a mountain for the convoy to come by, and then blow them up. It was so satisfying to, like...
I always enjoyed the weapons convoy thing, but I think having both would be cool.
I think just having, like, a lot of different missions to, like okay, yeah. My competitor is trying to beat me out. He's got, like, a, you know, he's got, like, a...
Penis.
He's got, like, a hut over here selling weapons. I need you to burn the hut down or something like that. Like, just different missions to unlock weapons I think would be really cool. But yeah, I want Far Cry 4 to go back to Africa, but if not, like, okay, you know what I've been thinking lately that I've always wanted to do? I really want to make, for some reason, I've always, since I was like a youngling on the internet, I've always wanted to make top 10 videos, because I've always liked talking, and I've always liked giving out my opinion. I think...
Oh my god. What? I do too.
Thank you. I've been wanting to make top 10 videos since I was like 13.
Top 10 videos were some of the first videos I watched. Yes. Because I loved top 10 videos.
I mean, that's one of the reasons I love doing a podcast is because I get to talk and I get to give my opinion and I get to have a discussion. Like, that's the thing that I love about it. And I get to have people listen to my opinion. And then sometimes what I love is when people message me back or comment or something like that. And then I get to hear their opinion and stuff like that. Like, I love that. And what I was thinking is I really want to have a week where we all give our top 10 games.
Like on the videos?
On the videos, yeah. A week where we give our top 10 games, and, like, I'm guessing they probably record it and we'd have to edit it for them. But, like, you know, I'd give my top 10 and I'd edit a video for it. You give your top 10, you edit a video for it. And if they want to edit it and they have the editing tools, then they can do it. But if not, they'll record their top 10 and then, you know, their reasonings behind it. And then we'll just.
Oh, edit like every them. Week it's a different person?
No, every day. For the weekdays, Monday through Friday. We give our top 10s. Huh. Like, Aaron's top 10, Austin's top 10, Jake's top 10, Ryan's top 10, and Deshi's top 10.
That could be a little overwhelming, but, I mean, we could think of something.
I was thinking that. But, yeah, I've always wanted to do top 10 videos. I've been super into those. But I've wanted to do a video of, like, my top, like, 5 places where I think Far Cry 4 should go. And I think either... Like, someplace in Southeast Asia, like Burma, somewhere like that.
Yeah!
Would be pretty cool. My main place, obviously, is I love the Africa setting, so I think going back to Africa would be really cool. And I was thinking, if we're not doing jungles, like, Siberia. Like, do, like, a...
I think...
Like an Eastern Bloc kind of Far Cry.
I think it'd be cool to get away from the maybe like the deserts and jungles and try to do like something like really cold.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Siberia would have
That's why I jumped at that.
Siberia it would probably focus on like drugs and like you know, you'd have like your city, and your city would be like broken down Eastern Bloc ex-Soviet areas, and you'd have like, you know, things like that. I think that'd be really cool to have just like something like that. Or I was thinking maybe to go like straight desert and do Afghanistan would be a pretty alright place, because Egypt's nothing but desert, you know what I mean? Egypt is straight up nothing but desert except for the Nile, in which case it can get a little more fertile. But like Afghan, I would say, is a little more interesting because it's a bunch of mountains. So you'd have desert, you'd have cold, and you'd have like, you know, big poppy fields and a lot of agriculture. So you can like stalk Taliban in the middle of like you know, high fields, which would be really cool. Like, you know, wading your way through like reeds and then like stabbing a dude in his face. But I would love to go back to the Africa setting. But those would be like my top places that I think. Like, some Eastern Bloc country that's pretty much lawless, and probably Siberia, because, you know, there's not really a lot of control around there. And on the borders of, like, Afghanistan, places like that, a lot of heroin is going up, so there's a huge drug trade going around. And so, you know, Far Cry has to have an element of either war or crime. Because, you know, you have to have a reason. And you have to have a reason for it to being lawless. You can't just be like, yo, Far Cry 2, Canada! Like, no one's doing shit in northern Canada, though. You know what I mean?
Canada.
You'd have to find some super contrived reason for them to be there, you know?
Mutants.
Yeah, but
Canadian mutants.
Like, you have to find a... But that's stupid. I wouldn't want that. Like, there has to be a good reason for them to be there. Far Cry 2, there's a war.
They could be called zombies. Get it?
I got it. I just was not acknowledging it.
Like,
no, you're done. You're good.
I think we should move on. What I'm trying to say is we should move on.
Okay, Darksiders is the last game that I've really been playing, and I think that's been it.
What about Dark Souls?
I haven't actually been playing a lot of Dark Souls lately because I don't know.
Get frustrated.
No, I'm not frustrated. I'm a little bit frustrated, but it's mostly just that I'm trying to get... It's not the most interesting because right now I'm just training my parries. I'm doing nothing but like, you know, like think of it as like a Rocky montage, and it's like bum 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 bum. I'm just getting stabbed over and over as I'm trying to get good at like perfectly parrying. And the thing is it's not really that hard when they're doing it fast. It's hard when they're doing it slow.
Yeah.
Because you psych yourself out. You're like, okay, now they're gonna hit, and then, you know, like you do it, and then like 2 seconds later, stab. Fuck. Like, it's so
like, yeah,
hard
you
to
gotta
judge.
Be really like, you gotta kind of like mentally train yourself.
You've got
to not
you
hit
have
that
to memorize
button.
It. You have to memorize exactly.
I just mentally train myself to not hit that parry button because on the big dudes, like I'm in the Undercity right now, mm-hmm. and like there's these dudes with giant ass clubs that will. You have to let it get so close to you, and you have to train yourself to not just instinctively hit it. Like, you have to like. You're always on the
it's
verge
the fast
of being
ones
hit.
That are the easy ones, because you know...
Yeah, fast ones are insanely
you, because
easy.
You know when they're going to hit you. They're just like, slice! It's like, okay, slice, just like halfway through that, just parry, done, stab.
Yeah, and like...
But it's
the slow
ones
are more about psyching you out, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, they psych you out.
It's hard as fuck. But like, if I was just blocking, I could probably get through this part of the game, honestly. But don't want to. I want to get good at parrying so that later...
Because... Parrying will carry on.
Yeah, it'll carry you through the game. So I'm trying to get good
at parrying. And the last boss is actually the only boss that's parryable.
But, you know, super...
The last boss in the game is parryable, and they made it... That was the only one that can be parried.
But, yeah.
So that's it for what you're playing? Yeah. I have been... Let's see. I beat Far Cry 3.
Good.
I enjoyed the story, but I wish it was... I would have paced it differently.
AKA, you just didn't want Voss to die.
Well, no, Voss should have been the last boss.
Honestly, I think that too. I think would have been more.
I didn't understand that. Like, okay, hang on. Shit. Spoilers! spoiler alert.
Everyone knows Voss dies. Get over it.
Shut up. Don't tell them. Spoiler alert. If you don't want to have Far Cry 3 spoiled for you, please skip ahead in the video.
For me, or Far Cry has never really been about the story. Like, there's some...
But this one's really supposed to focus on your character becoming insane, and they make all of these references to you becoming Voss, but you kill that fucker so early in the game. Like, I don't get it. I honestly feel like Hoyt should have been the first to go, and then Voss, because it should have been more of a moral dilemma that you're becoming like this guy, and Voss should have, like, understood that and tried to build off that. And I feel like it was such a...
No, Voss understood it.
Yeah, but he didn't build off it. He just got fucking stabbed.
You know what I think should have happened? I think Hoyt should have been the first to die. I agree. And I think that basically Voss should have been like, I own Hoyt's assets. I am the ruler of everything on these islands. Like, and just like went power crazy. Just like, I do whatever I want. I don't even have Hoyt to have me on a leash.
I just feel like
that would have been so much more epic of a conclusion than now. Oh, I get to fight Hoyt.
Jason Brody was becoming Voss. Like, that was the thing. Is he was taught, like, all of his things were tied to, like, how Voss was. And there's even a moment where he kind of talks like him, and it's like you kill off the dude who's just like your symbolism. Like, you kill off your symbolism so fucking early. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like it. Like, you weren't becoming a warrior. You were becoming criminally insane.
You were becoming a warrior. You were starting to, enjoy the feeling of combat. That's not criminally insane. That's what...
But he wasn't really enjoying... He was just enjoying murder. Like, that. They should have built off how he was enjoying murder, not combat.
Because, you know, that's the thing about soldiers, is that they get addicted to killing. They get addicted to fighting wars. Like, that's why a lot of people will sign up, because it's, like, that adrenaline rush and that feeling of you could die, you could not die... is pretty addictive.
But anyway, so yeah, I beat Far Cry 3.
Yeah.
And it was still good. It's still fantastic. Yeah, still great. Fucking squirrel suit's the best thing ever. More games to a squirrel suit.
Talk about DMC, because, like, that's the most important thing in my opinion.
I was just about to get to it. I finished DMC. Fuck all of you. You white hair loving old game, Devil May Cry 2 sympathizing fucking fanboys. That being said, I like you guys and I respect your opinion. This game is good. This game is damn good. And I don't like how you're hating on it just because of his hair and his style. It's fucking good.
It might be just because I'm kind of emo, but I've always thought his style was pretty cool. But yeah.
His old style or new style?
New style.
I love his new style. It's
great. And
it's
so much better than DMC4 style. Ugh! Fucking cowboy boots and thick-ass chin. What the fuck? That looks nothing like Dante. Like, I'm surprised that there wasn't this amount of outrage to Devil May Cry 4. You know what his fucking, fucking costume was in DMC3? A coat! And pants! And shoes.
Yeah, He didn't even have a shirt on.
He just had a fucking,
And it looked cold outside sometimes. He didn't even have a shirt on.
He just, like, come on. Like, really, this is the thing? Some crusty-ass punk, industrial, goth-looking motherfucker is the thing that makes you say, whoa, this design's a little bit ridiculous. Like, not the white hair that's constantly in his face and the fact that he doesn't even wear a shirt. That's not ridiculous. DMC4 was way worse as far as the design choice. That was literally terrible. The thing is that they're like, we have this character that looks a lot like Dante, so let's change Dante so that there's no confusion. That's stupid.
I didn't even like Nero.
You change,
like,
the
sure,
other character.
Cool, Nero had some cool elements to him, but fucking Dante steals the game. But I've never enjoyed, like, I enjoyed Devil May Cry 4 for its gameplay. I did not like how it was structured one bit.
And story, okay, people are like, it's dumbed down. I mean, I guess in some ways, like, on basic difficulty, yes, it's easier. But it's designed better, it looks better, it feels just as good. It, you know, it's The story's better. The acting's better.
Voice acting is so good.
Voice acting is so much better. It's better. It in a lot of ways, it's better. If one way, it is worse for some people, which is difficulty. And in general, if it's a game built off difficulty, I agree it should remain difficult. You know,
Devil May Cry has always been known as being insanely difficult, but it's like there is a pretty fucking, you know, Hell in Hell is a pretty hard difficulty.
I mean, the harder difficulties are just like playing an old Devil May Cry game. And Hell in Hell is like playing your dick getting cut off the game.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to get through that. I'm going to try to beat it on all the difficulties.
Dude, I don't know. There's still some difficulties that I haven't beaten. Dude, fucking, what is it
called? Dante Must Die?
No, I haven't played the game. I want that game, though. Sith Master on Force Unleashed. God dang.
But yeah, it's like, nothing against the Devil May Cry fanboys, but this is a really good game. It's really good. It has some of the best level design I've seen. But that's it. Like, its level design for Limbo is so good. You okay there, Aaron?
I'm watching these gifs of puppies.
Shut up! Stay in it!
Sorry. I'm
here. But yeah, Devil May Cry, DMC, it's really good. I love the music, too. Music's really good. I actually just got the soundtrack. From Combi Christ and Noisia. Or Noisia, however you say it. Noisia, Niza, Noisia, Nausea, fucking Menopause. I don't know. But yeah, I started getting into Combi Christ now because fucking I like Combi Christ now. Or Combi Christ. I don't really know how it's called.
Yeah.
It's really good. Like, it's really good. I'm going through it on Son of Sparta right now. Like, I've noticed the difficulty, but it's still not that hard. I'm looking forward to Dante Must Die mode and Hell in Hell. I'm going to beat it on Hell in Hell. That's my goal, because I really fucking like this game. I really like this game. So that's my thing on DMC. I really like it. It's good. 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5.
Pretty good.
So yeah, let's just get to like the...
Oh! I didn't talk about this yet. What? I bought a SNES.
Oh yeah, you got a SNES.
Yes, and I got Link to the Past. You want to know a fun fact?
What?
I got one of the last sellable copies in Washington of Link to the Past.
You did indeed tell me that. That's what I had heard.
Bought that shit for $30.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. I also got Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
And he needs to get Mario Legend of the Seven Stars.
I do. I need to get Mario Legends. I need to get Mario All-Stars. And I need to get... There's another All-Stars game that I need to get. It's, Shut up. Let me think of it. I know it. It's,
Dick's All-Stars.
No, it's, Fuck! Kirby. Kirby Superstar. Because it has, like, 6 Kirby games in one, and I fucking love Kirby. Yes. Kirby Superstar, Mario All-Stars, Mario Legend of 7 Stars. A lot of things with stars. But, yeah, I'm gonna start building a little retro game connection. I'm getting a Dreamcast, Aaron.
Yeah.
Get a fucking Dreamcast.
Why? Because you know all those quality Dreamcast games.
Well, no, I'm not buying it. I'm just getting it. Like, I'm receiving
it. That's cool.
Dreamcast.
That's cool.
So it's like, it's cool to have a collection of Dreamcast games. Like, the original Sonic Adventure would be nice. Even though it's, like, not that good, I'd like the original Sonic Adventure.
It's all right. It's not bad.
Original Soul Calibur. Because Dreamcast was the first console that Soul Calibur went to.
Indeed.
A couple other games. You know, it's just, I want to have a lot of old, like, consoles. I don't know why I got this feeling now, but it's like, I don't know, it'd be cool to have an NES and a SNES. Not a Genesis, but, I don't know, maybe a Genesis for shits and giggles, but not really. But yeah, it's like, I got a SNES, I was playing fucking Link to the Past. It's a pretty damn good game. Pretty damn good. Never really played the 2D Zeldas. Really good. I still don't think it'll beat Majora's Mask for me, but that's just my opinion. Because Majora's Mask is still my all-time fucking favorite Legend of Zelda. It's fucking fantastic.
It's a good game.
It is great. Wait, you haven't even played Majora's Mask.
That doesn't mean I don't know. It's a goddamn good game.
Oh, you need to play it.
I like Ocarina of Time, and it's like that, just different in a certain
ways.
It's dark. And dark. It's dark as fuck.
Dark, man.
Other news. Obviously, in the Zombie Unicorn... fucking...
We'd like to thank her again for coming on the show. That was fucking awesome.
For that interview, we talked about J.J. Abrams as, directing Star Wars, but also THQ went under, like, hard. Like, hard. Like, even harder than it was before. And it sold its assets.
Humble Bundle didn't really help it out.
Yeah, no. It never was going to, but... Yeah. Its assets were sold to a variety of companies, and there's a rumor going around that Platinum Games might actually be picking up Dark Souls, which could be really cool. I would love to see Platinum Games, not Dark Souls, but Darksiders. Darksiders. I love Darksiders, by the way. I think it's a really good game. I think it has really good art direction, actually. I really like the art style of, and their demons are always look really creative and well done. Sega bought Relic. And they're the developers of Company of Heroes. And they're the guys that have the Warhammer 40K license. So they made Dawn of War and Space Marine! Koch Media. They own Deep Silver, who made Dead Island. They bought Saints Row developer Volition and the publishing rights to Metro. Crytek, who is already working on the next one, has just straight up bought the franchise Homefront.
Crytek version of Homefront.
They were making Homefront 2.
Oh.
And so they just bought it.
I feel like Homefront was pretty underrated.
It was alright. I don't know. I thought the story was just
I liked too its weird. Idea.
Too dumb. I think if it was China, it would have made a little more sense. But North Korea is just stupid. Was it China? I thought it was North Korea. No, it's North Korea. And just the fact that you know how long it would take to build stuff to get the amount of force projection to get into America? Like, that's ridiculous. It's so impossible, but, you know, whatever. Take-Two bought Turtle Rock Studios project, codename Evolve. Nobody knew those what that means.
Pokemon. It's a Pokemon game.
Yep. And Ubisoft bought the rights to publish South Park, The Stick of Truth.
Dude, that game might be cool.
It looks really awesome, actually.
It does.
And as well as the entire studio THQ Montreal.
I'm bummed for THQ.
Nobody has bought Vigil yet, which is unfortunate. And nobody has bought the WWE license, which is...
What about Tony Hawk's Pro Skater?
What?
What about Tony Hawk's Pro Skater?
THQ doesn't make that.
Oh.
What? That's Activision. That's been just Activision since the first
cut
one.
Cut me out. Don't keep me stupid. Shut up.
I'm keeping that in.
No.
I'm keeping that in.
Activision, THQ, fucking...
Activision has been publishing them since Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1.
Dasani. I don't know. I don't know.
And, what?
Oh, no. I don't know where my brain went for a second. For some reason, THQ sounded a lot like Activision.
It's okay. It's okay.
Fuck.
I'll love you forever.
No, you won't.
I will.
Forever's a long time.
Forever.
You don't know what to say.
Wind Waker's coming to the Wii U.
I know! I'm not going to repeat what the fuck I said. Someone sent that to me, and then I said something, and I felt like shooting myself.
What'd you say?
I just embarrassed myself 5 seconds ago. Do I have to do it again?
Yes!
Okay. I said, Wind Waker.
Moving on.
Get it!
No, I got it. No, yeah, it's good. It's ha 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 ha.
You told me to say it.
No, it's not. And I'm glad I did.
Because
it's great. And I don't know what else was really that big.
Oh, fucking in gaming news, yesterday, Path of Exile went to
beta. Path of Exile went to open beta. That's true.
Oh, fuck!
What?
That means our characters got reset.
Yeah, fuck.
We'll
have to redo that. Let's just get right back in playing Path of Exile. Let's just get right back into it.
Damn straight. I want to see Act 3 because they just added Act 3 in the new town.
Oh, fuck, they did.
Shit. So if you don't know what Path of Exile is, it's basically what Diablo 3 should have been.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really diverse. It's really fucking hard. So make sure you bring a friend to play with you.
No, it's hard. Yeah, I guess it's actually easier with a friend. Even though like it scales up, it is actually easier.
Even though it scales up, it's easier with a friend.
Just because you can have one friend doing damage while the other friend runs like a little bitch healing.
Yeah. Or like everybody's doing the super AoE. Oh, I'm gonna miss my super AoE move.
We'll just have to redo everything. It'll be fine. We'll just make new characters. We'll do new things.
Bums me out.
Anyways, yeah, I think that's about it. We got our thing of the week. We got an awesome interview. We got news. We got things we've been playing. We got everything. But yeah, the one thing we don't have is plugs.
Oh, I see what you did there. That was pretty good.
Thank you. That was a good 10 out of 10 segue.
Yeah, 10 out of 10, man. A lot of ratings on this episode. A lot of 5 out of 5s, a lot of 10 out of 10s.
You know, it's just been a good episode, man.
It is. It's everything's been going well. You know why?
I love it.
I'll tell you why.
We're going to lose everything. We're going to lose everything. This is going to get deleted on my computer. The sound's going to sound terrible.
Shut up. Like I said, I'll tell you why the reason this went so well, but at the end.
Okay.
But if you've enjoyed this episode of the Grand Normal Podcast, be sure to follow us on Podomatic, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, make sure to hit that like button on Facebook, and also be sure to go subscribe and follow the Zombie Unicorn. We'll put the link in the description. Don't worry. Yeah, she's awesome. I actually like her Minecraft series. It's cute. It's a cute Minecraft series. It's cutesy. She's a good Smite player. A good Smite streamer. She knows what she's doing streaming, so I like that. I like it when people know what they're doing stream-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, make sure to go follow her. She's awesome. She's cool. Thanks for coming on. Again, third thanks.
Even though you're not hearing this, but okay.
Well, she'll hear it.
Maybe. Anyways.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Yeah, anyways. I think that's where we're going to end it. Aaron, you know why that episode went so well? Because we don't got to deal with those faggots!